Good morning. My guest this morning is John Carroll from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, who will be telling us about this year's Sing Along Messiah. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Roland.
The Sing Along Messiah. My press release here says, love the holidays, love to sing, love Handel. You'll get it on December the 9th, right?
Yes, it is. It's 2 p.m. at the Sebastopol Methodist Church.
500 South Main?
Yes. Yeah, so this is the 23rd season that we've performed it, and it will be at 2 p.m. The doors open at 1:30 p.m. Conducted by John Moss for the 23rd season.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
And we'll have our four singers and our five chamber musicians. So we have a pretty close-knit group.
And of course, you'll have your audience, which is your chorus, right?
Yes. It's just, you know, it's audience participation. And we'll have Messiah scores available. People are welcome to bring their own.
So are you going to be singing, John? Have you?
Well, I don't know the words, but I'll certainly be in the middle of all
you can
of it.
Read the words.
Yes, it's good to do. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of music.
Right. How big a crowd do you expect to come to this?
Well, at least 150. I'm not really sure. It gets pretty packed in the church.
And also, as I remember the Sebastopol United Methodist Church, it's a great acoustical venue and a wonderful place to hear choral music.
Yes, it is. It's 103 years old, I believe. And, it has a lot of history.
So have you seen or attended previous Messiahs?
Yes, I've attended. This would be my seventh. I've been there since 2010, and I've produced a show for this would be my third season.
Uh-huh.
And it's really wonderful. I mean, this, you know, once you're in that church, you know, everything resonates. I mean, it's, you know, it's really special.
What do you know? Do you know much about the person who's directing it, John Moss?
Yes, a little bit.
Talk about him, and I assume has he done all of the previous ones? Or
yes, he's. I'm not sure how it worked out, but he's conducted all 23 of our Messiahs, and he really seems like he knows his business.
Knows his Messiahs. I know. I really shouldn't have said that.
He's pretty active in a lot of different musical programs.
Uh-huh.
Not sure what they all are, but this is just one of them.
Well, who are the soloists who are going to be performing?
Beth Henry would be alto. Gene Wright's our tenor. I'm not quite sure who our bass singer is. Kim Gunter was going to be our soprano, but we're looking for somebody because unfortunately she lost her home.
Oh, no. Oh.
So unfortunately we're looking for somebody to do our sopranos.
Where was her home? What part of?
I'm not quite sure exactly where it was, but yeah. She emailed me last week and let me know that she wouldn't be able to perform.
Yeah. Well, my home is in the same location. Fortunately, it was not a part of the location that burned, so I was safe from that. But I'm so sorry that she lost that, and I wish you great success in finding a replacement for her.
Hopefully we will. She is a tough act to follow.
Yeah, right. Well, thanks very much, John, for coming in today. I know that it was a sort of a difficult to get here for you. Let's tell people, though, that the Sebastopol Center for the Arts is indeed presenting the Sing Along Messiah on Saturday, December 9th, 2 p.m. at the Sebastopol United Methodist Church on 500 South Main. That's right there where Main Street divides into two. And there's refreshments at the intermission. For tickets and information, sebarts.org or call 829-4797. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.